Good. Thank you very much. Now I know what a minister must feel. It's pretty empowering up here. what I'm going to do is have you imagine that I'm my brother, Omar Barghouti, who is in Ramallah, Palestine now, and who was invited by Richard to come here to give a Palestinian perspective on the Middle East conflict, I guess. But Omar couldn't be here. You know, leaving Ramallah is a pretty complicated affair, and it takes a long time to prepare. So I'm going to read his statement here. And the title is "The Secular Democratic State in Historic Palestine, an Ethical Compromise." I can already imagine some of you saying to themselves, "Compromise? Is he out of his mind? Well, I'm as sane as a Palestinian can be given the circumstances, but I truly believe that the secular democratic state solution is a historical compromise that has this great advantage over any other two-state solution flavors, which is it's ethical. But before I go into the ethical aspect, allow me to explain why I regard this as a compromise. Being nonconformist, I cannot accept the parameters set forth by the Zionist left in defining the conflict and the various possible solutions. From my perspective, the extreme Palestinian position would be a comprehensive decolonization of Palestine, like what happened in Algeria, while the opposite extreme of the Zionist movement would be a full-fledged settler colonial state, ethnically cleansed of virtually all of its natives, the Palestinians. Thus, a secular democratic state, along the lines of a South African compromise, where Israeli Jews are regarded as equal citizens to Palestinian Arabs, is a compromise that I've consistently advocated. I also believe that a nonviolent struggle is the most moral and pragmatic means to reach that end. Let's dispel one big myth underlying efforts at conflict resolution in this land. The two-state solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is not in a coma. It is actually dead. Blinded by the arrogance of power and the transitory comfort of impunity, Israel, against its strategic Zionist interests, has failed to control its insatiable appetite for colonial expansion and went ahead with devouring the very last bit of land that was supposed to be the nucleus of a Palestinian state. So in fact, there is no land now on which a Palestinian state can be established. Coupled with unprecedented Zionist influence over Washington, this factor has ended any chance for a two-state solution. This phase has all the emblematic properties of what may be considered the final chapter of the Zionist project in Palestine. We are witnessing the rapid demise of Zionism on all fronts, and nothing can be done to save it, for Zionism is intent on killing itself. And I, for one, support euthanasia. Besides having passed its expiry date, the two-state settlement was never moral or ethical. In the best-case scenario, implementing Resolution 242 of the United Nations Security Council resolution, it would have addressed most of the legitimate rights of only a third of the Palestinian people over less than a fifth of their ancestral land. That's what 242 gives the Palestinians. More than two-thirds of the Palestinians, those who are refugees plus the Palestinian citizens in the State of Israel,